Hello and welcome to my podcast. This is Lady Artist Leslie with LadyArtistLeslie.com and Abundant Life Worship Center right here in Norcross, Georgia, where my husband, Pastor Vincent Leslie, is the senior leader. Today, I want to talk to you very briefly about the subject, Lord, free me from me. I don't know about you, but I remember a time in my life where I had to get out of my own way. Have anybody ever been that way? I literally asked God to free me from me. And I truly believe that is the place where you finally get to the point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You're saying enough is enough, whether it's financial, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's a business, it doesn't matter. If you're at that place where you feel like enough is enough, you got to make a decision to get out of your own way. Because if it hasn't been working up to now, then clearly it's time to do something different. As they say, the definition of insanity is when you keep doing the same thing, but you're expecting a different result. Now, I was a person who loved the Lord, who, you know, wanted to go to church. And at this time in my life, when I was feeling this way, when I was feeling stuck, I didn't necessarily have a church home, but I had a But I love the Lord. I used to pray and I used to, you know, go visit different churches. So in my mind, I felt like, okay, I'm doing the right thing. I love God. But you know what? The Bible tells us if you love him, keep my commandments. But you know what? I didn't open up the Bible enough to know exactly what his commandments were. It amazes me the things that I know now about the word that I didn't know then. And so it makes complete sense why my life was looking the way that it did. So I finally got to that point, which I pray that by the end of this message, some of you will actually start to say, well, Lord, free me from me. I don't care if one person get this. Ask the Lord to free you from you. So I soon found out the reason why I was stagnant in my life. The Lord showed me it was because I was stagnant in my relationship with him. Well, that was a hard pill to swallow because, again, like I said, I love the Lord. So although I love the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, the fruit in my life was not lining up with his word and was not lining up with his word that says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So I can say all day long, I love the Lord. But when you go to his word, he says, well, I'll know if you love me. You can't tell me that you love me. I'll know if you love me because you're going to be keeping my commandments. So what does that mean? The next step is I have to know his commandments. I have to know what the Lord is telling me to do. Lord, what do you want me to do? Okay, well, open up. Well, so what he told me to do is he said, open up the Bible to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Very familiar scripture. I used to quote it all the time. Trust in the Lord with all my heart. Lean not on my own understanding. Acknowledge him in all my ways so he can direct my path. Okay. I was quoting that scripture. I knew that scripture. I would hear the scripture when I go to church. I would hear other people quote it. But was I really trusting in the Lord with all my heart? Was I really not leaning on my own understanding? Was I truly acknowledging God in all of my ways? He didn't say some ways. He didn't say a few ways. The word of God says all of my ways so that he can direct my path. And God directing your path means you get out of the driver's seat. You put the navigation system in his hands. You no longer feel that you're all that and that you can make the best choices. No, you got to get to the place in your life where you realize I do not make very good choices at this place in my life. I need wisdom. I need somebody to teach me. I need a pastor. He said, I will send you pastors after my heart that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. The Bible also says, in all thy ways, get an understanding. We must get an understanding of God's word and able to walk it out. So the first way is look at your life. Look at the fruit. Look at what's going on in your life and ask yourself, am I really following after the Lord with all my heart? Am I really trusting him? Am I really leaning on him? Am I really acknowledging him so that he can direct my path? Your fruit will show. See, you don't even have to come tell me anything. All I can do is watch your life And I'll know exactly what type of word you're reading, because your fruit is going to show it. Fruit don't lie. It's either going to be rotten or it's going to be fruitful. It's going to be very sweet. It's going to have a fragrance. It's just going to be beautiful. It's going to bloom. But when we are not feeding on the word of God, our life is going to show that we need Jesus and we need to get out of our own way. So let me ask you this question. Have you ever felt stuck or stagnant in certain areas of your life where nothing is evolving? Things are immovable and feeling hopeless? Sadly, I speak with many, many women who are feeling this way. Today, I want to encourage you to get out of your own way and allow God to completely heal and direct your path. Make a decision that you can't do it on your own. I need help. And some of you, God will send help your way. It will be right clear in front of you, and you will still disregard the help, push it away, not come around the people, the very people that can help you move forward in life and get help. You will resist them. The only reason why we stay stuck in various areas of our lives, again, my friend, is that we are spiritually stagnant. See, you pray on the level that you believe. You believe on the level of what you hear. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, correct? Well, how are you growing in your faith if you're not hearing and hearing the word of God? I'm not talking about principles. I'm not talking about motivational quotes. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about the word of God, which is life. The Bible said that its life is sharp, it's powerful, and it's alive, which means when you read it, it's going to remove burdens and it's going to destroy yokes. And I believe this word so much now because I was defeated in my life so many years, and it was because I didn't know the word. And the moment I started to open up my Bible and I started to read, the moment my husband started to teach me the scriptures and tell me exactly what they mean, my life started to change and transform like never before. So I know if he does it for me, he can do it for you. So listen, little faith equals a lot of doubt. Do you remember the story of Lot and his wife? That's actually one of my favorite stories to talk about, because Lot and his wife was delivered out of Sodom and Gomorrah. They were commanded never to look back. Looking back is a sign of doubting God in your situation. How many of us constantly cannot move forward because we're constantly looking back at our past? We're going back to relationships God told us to be delivered out of, or God told us to work out the relationship and we decided not to work on it because of the doubt that we may feel. The doubt or the pain or the hurt or the remembering the things of the past causes you to look back. But listen, Jesus used Lot's wife as a fearful warning. His wife became cold, she became careless, she became doubtful and disobedient. She was literally in her own way. Finally, the judgment of God came upon her because after being commanded not to look back, she disobeyed God. She looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt, and she literally lost her full healing and her full deliverance. Sis, brothers, who's ever listening to this, obstacles are going to come. There are things that are going to come to your life that will attempt to make you reach, that will attempt to not make you reach your full healing. It will cause you to look back and doubt God because you're going through a divorce, because of a bad breakup, somebody just left you, because, you know, you can't find that job that you've been wanting, because your children are out of order, because your husband is out of order. I mean, it can be so many reasons that can cause you to doubt God. Being in a soul tie situation will cause you to look back and doubt God. Negative people will make you look back and doubt God. A bad relationship will make you look back and doubt God. But God is saying today, get unstuck. Make a decision to move forward and do what God told you to do. Don't look back. Get out of your own way, my friend. Allow God to heal you so you can walk out the full process and be obedient to whatever he told you to do. And it's just amazing how it really works. This system, this order that God has in place, it works if you work it. But let me tell you, it takes work. It's not going to happen when you just choose to do what you want to do. That's not working. The work is I got to be quiet. The work is stop gossiping. The work is, you know, I can't be in fornication. The work is I can't be angry and sin not. I can be angry, but I can't sin not. The work is I have to be intimate with my husband. I can't hold back intimacy if I'm married to my husband. There's so much work involved. The work is get up every single day and read the word and pray and meditate. The Bible says to meditate on the word day and night. How many of us literally meditate on the word of God day or night? Come on, we got to really, really start to look at ourselves and stop looking at other people and stop getting mad at God and doubting him when things are not going the way we want it to go in our lives. So the fear of the Lord is a sure foundation for surrendering your all to him and getting out of your own way. Do you truly fear God? You got to really ask yourself, that's the only type of fear we should have is reverential fear of the Lord. Like, oh, if I don't do this, my life ain't going to go right. Oh, if I don't do this, I'm not going to show fruit. Oh, if I don't do this, my children's lives are not going to be right. Oh, I got to get myself together because of my generation, my legacy. You got to fear God so much that you know without a shadow of a doubt, if his hand is not on you and you on your own, destruction is inevitable. Listen. Progress is the key to happiness. I can gladly and honestly say, after putting in the work, God delivered me from me. That is such an awesome place to be in and an awesome place to say that God has delivered me from me because for years I was in my own way. I do not say this to brag. I confidently say it with boldness because once I got out of my own way, I began to look forward at my future. I was excited. I was happy. I didn't want to return back to my past. I became free indeed in Jesus Christ. And so when you do that, you're no longer making bad decisions. You're no longer making bad choices. You start to attract who you are. You start to see life completely different. You start to annihilate darkness and no longer live in that depressed state. You literally start to live the abundant life that God says that we're supposed to live. So basically what I did, and this is a simple place where you can start. I took this word that the Lord gave me because the Lord will speak to you through his word, okay? The word that he gave me when I came to him and said, Lord, freed me from me was Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. So I just said, you know what? This is the first scripture I'm going to work on to change my life. I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding anymore. I'm going to acknowledge the Lord in all of my ways. And I'm going to allow the Lord to direct my path. Will you do the same? I ask you today, will you do the same? Healing and deliverance is for everyone. God is no respecter of persons. If he can deliver me, if he can deliver others that I know, he can deliver you as well. As God's agents on the earth, we have the authority to defeat and destroy the enemy and his spirits whenever we encounter them. Weapons will be formed, but guess what? They will not prosper because we will possess an arsenal on the inside of us that can annihilate darkness. Brothers and sisters, I pray this message is a blessing to you. I'd love to hear your feedback. If you have any questions, need advice or wisdom, please feel free to reply or listen. Feel free to email me at artistlesley@gmail.com. That's ARDYS Leslie@gmail.com. I will answer any questions for you. I am also on YouTube under Lady Artist Leslie. If you need private one-on-one coaching to help you get unstuck, to help you with goal setting, or simply to help you with a fast-track solution to your relationship issues, I am here for you. All of my coaching sessions are tailored to meet your current needs, your challenges, and your goals. As always, I love you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And remember, as a believer, abundant life belongs to you.